Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Shinky's in South Philly. The tournament is coming up next weekend, starting next weekend. You can watch all the action with a special menu at Shinky's. Find a location near you at shinkysandpeets.com. As you heard the song, Elliot Shore Parks joins us of the Go Birds podcast. This call-in brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at Robin Ford. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks. Wait, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. ESP, how you feeling, brother?
There you go. Good job. You got it out. Nicely done.
Finally. Well, it's been a long week, you know.
Yes,
Well, ESP, we finally got the huge Eagles signing we were waiting for as the Eagles signed long snapper Charlie Hewlett and cut Rick Lovato. Now, that seemed... I just figured Rick Lovato would be one of those guys that is here until the end of his career, so it was surprising to me. But you had mentioned that Hewlett was a guy that you had actually thought of before free agency. So could you explain the thinking behind that, I guess?
Yeah, just to be clear, that was a joke. I didn't know.
Okay.
As a guy I was targeting. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, no, we don't do jokes in this.
No, no, with you, though.
Yeah.
I know. Well, hey, if it counts for you, insider of the year, he's on my list.
No,
yeah.
No.
But what's most surprising, two things surprising. One, that they did it. And you would think that, you know, coming off a year where Jake Elliott struggled, you wonder if maybe they felt there were issues with the operation there, and that's why they're making a change here. But what's also really surprising is that he's 34 years old. I mean, if you're going to swap Lovato out for maybe someone that, you know, is finishing their rookie deal and has been a really good long snapper and you can get younger at the position, as silly as that sounds for a long snapper, like maybe that's why. But to make a move for a veteran at that position, I think, you know, does speak to they felt Lovato didn't do a good job last year.
Yeah, I mean, Ike had brought that up to us before the show that maybe the Jake Elliott thing is something. We did find out after the season that Jake Elliott was struggling with some kind of injury, and I think I attributed it to that, especially because it seemed like his distance wasn't there, which I don't know that I would attribute to the holder, but also he struggled on short kicks as well and extra points, so maybe that's something there. Do you know anything about Hewlett? Is he... Well, I mean, he's 34 and still in the NFL.
Yeah, he's 34. So. I saw he was a captain in Cleveland, so you know, maybe this will be the third straight long snapper with the personality that they have on the team after Dorenbos and a Lovato. But, yeah, I you know, the operation I think is definitely something. But also with that position and kicker and holder and snapper, like, it does matter to have continuity there. So, you know, we could sit here and say, like, maybe he's a better snapper than Lovato, but they must think he's a considerably better snapper if they're going to mess up, you know, five, or however long it's been of continuity with Jake Elliott. So, yeah, they must really feel like they're getting an upgrade there.
And they signed another huge signing. Eagles signed Adoree Jackson, a cornerback, who in my you know, he was on the Giants for the few years I was there, and my impression was, like, just lower than just a guy. But any thoughts on the Adoree Jackson side? Because I don't think they're signing him to be the starter. He couldn't even start for the Giants last year.
No, I think he's at worst veteran depth for them. He has the size to play inside, and he has a few hundred snaps in his career at slot corner. So I think he could give you versatility there. Obviously, he's played the majority of his career at outside corner. I agree. He's probably at this point just a guy. But the one thing I do like about him is, A, the veteran experience. They do have a very young secondary. So, you know, while I do think going young in free agency is the way to do it, you can't sign everyone that's 26. So with Quinn Young, Cooper, Reed Blankenship, I mean, Adoree Jackson's played more games than all of them combined. So I think he adds a good veteran experience. And I think he can push Kelee Ringo. He actually had a decent year last year on a prove-it deal. So maybe on another prove-it deal, you'll get another good year out of him. But yeah, I think he's veteran depth at worst and at best competition in case Kelee doesn't live up to expectations.
If he had a good year on a prove-it deal, he wouldn't be signing another prove-it deal, would he?
Well, he had good enough deal to get another prove-it deal.
Okay.
That's why, yeah. I just mean he was better last year than he was in his previous 3 years with the Giants.
Yeah, I think it's a good signing just for depth, the versatility. I think low expectations, but who knows, injuries happen. You know, you could be in a pinch. You'd rather have somebody who's experienced, who's seen a whole lot, who isn't going to, turtle up in the moment. And you probably didn't pay a whole lot to get him here. So,
yeah. You know. I also think it raises the floor for the position. Like,
yeah.
we can all be excited about Kelee and think he has potential and all that, but I mean, he's never played a full NFL game as a starter, let alone a full season. I don't even know if he started and finished a full game in his career at this point. So at the very least, Adoree Jackson is a competent, like, well aware of how to play cornerback in the NFL player.
Yeah.
So, Elliot, Jordan Schultz reported today, and one thing that you had said and another thing that really not that surprising, that both Dallas Goedert and Bryce Huff are available for trade. I just can't get through my head anyone trading anything for those two guys. I think, you know, Dallas Goedert, they've made it obvious that he's probably not going to be here. So I think, why would somebody trade something when they can probably sign him? And his number is higher than I guess he would go for on the open market. And who the hell is trading for Bryce Huff? Do you think that there's a team out there that would trade for Bryce Huff?
Yeah, so I actually think you have that reversed. I think Bryce Huff probably has more trade value than Dallas Goedert does. And the reason for that is, I think the Eagles could very well cut Dallas Goedert if they don't get what they want. I think there's a world where they do that. The cap ramifications for cutting Bryce Huff make it impossible to cut him until at least June, I will say that. So I think a lot of times when there's players around the league that are available for a trade, the team has to ask themselves, can I just get this guy for free? Like, yeah, the Eagles are trying to trade him, but we think they're going to cut him in a week, so why trade anything for him? I think Bryce Huff is 1 year removed from being one of the top free agents in football, right? He was signed on the first day. And while we all saw Bryce Huff, you know, not play well here, coaches around the league will look at Bryce Huff and go, a year ago, I was ready to give him $30 million. 1 year of barely playing in Philadelphia is probably not going to alter my opinion of him too much. And if the Eagles aren't going to cut him, I might have to give something up to get him. Now, I don't think that's going to be like a third-round pick or anything like that. But if you get a sixth-round pick or you get a player that maybe they're not thrilled with but you like more, I could picture something like that happening. And in terms of trading him, the cap ramifications are actually not as bad as I thought. If they trade Bryce Huff today, they lose $5 million in cap space, which is not ideal, but it certainly is not prohibitive, in my opinion. So I think Bryce Huff probably has a little more value than Goedert does.
Oh, I would agree with you there. I just don't think anybody's trading for either of them, but I could
concede. I think someone could trade for Bryce Huff, though.
Okay, that's fair.
I'd trade for Dallas Goedert before I would Bryce Huff.
I mean, I think Goddard's a better player, but I mean, Bryce Huff was, again, 1 year removed from being the top free agent edge rusher in the class. And he, I mean, Bryce Huff,
from a money standpoint,
has been the shortest person in the circus.
Still the tallest person or whatever.
You know
right?
What I was like,
yeah, 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 exactly.
I was trying to avoid saying.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, you don't want to have two of those.
Super two.
Yeah. You didn't hear the other one at home.
I just think a team could potentially give up a six-round pick or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Elliot. So, you know, I'm just going to be honest here, Elliot. This entire week for the Eagles, for me, and this isn't me ranting and raving and pounding the table and talking about the Super Bowl. It's just weird. It's just weird to me that they would lose so many quality players, and the only players they're signing are bargain bin, maybe this will work out. You know, the A.J. Dillon, he didn't play last year. Uche, didn't play, that was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl, didn't produce last year. Like, a bunch of players who are consistently getting worse, basically, throughout their careers, and literally not even one-year, $9 million, oh, that guy was good last year sort of thing. I'm just confused. I can't figure out what the hell is going on.
So it is a little uncharacteristic. Maybe that's why you feel confused, because Howie is a big move GM. It feels like even in years where they're not really active, like after 2021, they only signed two free agents in the first 7 days, but one of them was Hassan Reddick, who got a big deal. So the fact he hasn't handed out big money is uncharacteristic for Howie. But, you know, I think that, A, they clearly came into free agency expecting to lose guys and to get comp picks. And if you are somewhat building around comp picks, or at least that's a strategy of yours, you don't want to hand out a big contract. And I think that, you know, with where they're at from a roster perspective, they are in a space where they feel they can take chances on these guys. So I do agree it's been uncharacteristic Howie Roseman offseason so far. I still think before week one, they will make some type of move that we'll all instantly know that's a big trade or a big signing or whatever. But yeah, definitely a quiet week so far for sure.
Did you say before week one?
Yeah, before week one. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be a while.
After training camp. Yeah.
Yeah. I know when week one is. Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You mentioned, and forgive me, maybe it was on the morning show or something. I just saw a quote from you online about this being a reset year for the Eagles. What are they resetting for? Like, so if your point was they can always make moves under the cap, and they do have, it's not like they have no space under the cap. Like, what is the reset? They didn't have an old team. They have a team that just won the Super Bowl. They didn't spend a crazy amount of money last year. They didn't trade a crazy amount of draft picks to get there like the Rams did, like where everybody knew what was going to happen with the Rams. What is the reset? And then when does this start again for them, if that question makes any sense to you?
Yeah, it was better than some of the questions to Jake Rosenberg yesterday. So
yeah.
That's
wait, questions?
I'm kidding.
Wow.
Well, I'm not going to get the belt, so I might as well just.
Well, you might.
But
you never know.
I might. You never. I'll be tuned in to listen. Don't worry.
Okay.
No, but I do think the reset for me, how I view it at least, and I think how they view it too, is about getting young players out on the field and seeing if they can play next year. It's about playing Trotter Jr. instead of re-signing Oren Burks. It's letting the competition with Keeley play out instead of figuring out a way to bring Slay back. So they are going to contend for a Super Bowl. They're just, you know, when you have arguably the best head coach quarterback duo in the NFL, like, you're always going to be competing. So it's not about like resetting in terms of taking a step back. I think it's about, it's certain positions, like seeing what you have there so that you know moving forward what you have in terms of, is Trotter going to be able to play? Is Keeley a starting corner? Is Sidney Brown a safety? Like, those type of things.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's just a weird thing to do the year after winning a Super Bowl when those things are there.
But I think it's a smart thing to do.
Is it?
But what happens next year? What happens next year after the year? Let's say it's a reset year. They're just going to be paying their own guys. Like, it's not like a bunch of money's freeing up after next year. It's going to Jalen Carter. It's going to a Jalen extension. It's going to a Nolan Smith extension. Like, that's my question about the reset year.
Right. So the reason I think it's a smart thing to do is because if you look after 2017 when they won the Super Bowl, they went out and they signed a lot of old free agents. They signed Haloti Ngata. They brought in Michael Bennett. They signed Mike Wallace. Like, they brought Darren Sproles back. They brought Jason Peters back. And they got old quickly, right? So I think to what you're saying about why do it after you win a Super Bowl, I think after you win a Super Bowl, the temptation is, okay, let's get right back there and win it. And again, I think they have the ability to do that just because of the talent they have on their roster. But I like the strategy of saying, let's not just like become one of the oldest teams in the league again like they did quickly after that. Let's give young guys a chance to play, because it also worked out for them last year when they were kind of forced to do that in season, when Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, and other young guys got a chance to get out there and play.
I feel like I'm not quite as mad about it today.
Well, because I think you're finally starting to see everything that Elliot and I have been seeing and saying all week long.
Yeah, I'm mad about it. I'm mad about it.
We tried to explain the weekend to recharge. Yeah.
No, I think everything's going well with the house, and you're very settled.
Well, you certainly are.
We're under contract.
Relieved.
I mean, that's the point.
I do think they're having a good offseason. Like, I don't think this has
been amazing. Yeah, it's been incredible.
It is. I do think it.
No, it's amazing.
What have they done? They haven't done anything.
Well, I think they've made smart decisions, and that equals up to a good offseason. Would you have paid Milton Williams $26 million a year?
They haven't done anything, Elliot.
They haven't done anything.
Yeah, they have done things. They've made decisions on what to do. They decided not to sign Josh Sweat. They decided not to sign Milton Williams to contracts
I think are overpaid. Do you think Kelee Ringo will be a better cornerback next year than Darius Slay?
I don't know. I think there's a chance, though. I mean, cornerbacks do drop off quickly. Darius Slay, I would have re-signed Isaiah Rodgers. I think that's one mistake they did make. I would have re-signed him. But, I mean, I think what's built into this week of disappointment is the idea that, like, they should have decided to bring these guys back. I think it was smart decisions not to hand out contracts to these big guys. I think it was smart not to bring Oren Burks back when you could have Trotter Jr. out there. Like, you can say they've lost guys, but what move would you have made
My point is last year both Oren Burks and Trotter Jr. were on the team. So, like, why can't Oren Burks and Trotter Jr. be on the team?
But I think you can acknowledge that, like, you can have a good week of decisions when you decide not to hand out contracts to players that are not worth those contracts. Like, they could have easily sat there and gone, you know what, we can't lose Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. Like, okay, we'll match Josh Sweat. But they didn't. And I think it was smart decisions not to overpay for those players. So that's why I think now that we've seen a full week of it, like, I think it's been a good week for the team.
Okay.
Yeah, when you look at the free agent signings, Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, from a defensive standpoint, were the two highest defenders that got paid this offseason.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Yeah, here's where I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But where I go from that is, okay, that means they were the two best defensive players on the free agent market that just walked away from our Super Bowl team.
Right.
So I hear what you're saying. I understand both sides. I'm not trying to, like, debate it. But what goes through my head is, yes, they were the two highest paid defensive players on the market that were on our team last year that the New England Patriots thought was good enough to sign, and the Arizona Cardinals and Jonathan Gannon, who you were a defender of, Elliot.
More of an offender, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
we'll go correct. But
So a good defensive mind there and an organization that's typically made good decisions in New England, they both thought those two players were good enough. No. So that's where I go back and forth on it.
And I totally understand that. But we can't forget about Zach Bond.
Yep.
That was going to cost you a lot of money.
Yep.
So the Eagles couldn't keep those guys and keep Zach Bond, right? So you got to move on from somebody.
Well, I think the other thing is Bond cost more than I think all of us thought Bond was going to cost on a per-year basis.
Sure.
But I also know that had they re-signed Sweat, I think Milton Williams more, whatever. Had they re-signed Sweat, I think we're talking about, listen, with the Eagles, do they invest in their own guys?
Let me tell you, had they re-signed Sweat and let Bond go out, we wouldn't think.
No. I'm talking about they did both. Yeah,
I don't think they could.
Well, Jake Rosenberg yesterday told me that they can afford anyone under the cap.
I noticed he said that, by the way.
Well, here's the thing. They're also keeping an eye on next year, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, there has to be a reason why they wouldn't sign those players unless they feel like they aren't as good.
Well, also, the other thing that Jake said, and Elliot, we'll get your opinion on Jake Rosenberg's call, former cap guru, to the WIP afternoon show yesterday. The other thing he said at the beginning was, you get a budget from your ownership. And I'm not, this isn't me. Like, Jeffrey Lurie has been a huge spender for the Eagles, a great owner. I'm not insulting him. But at a certain point, let's forget about the cap, and this is something you said, Elliot, where they have a budget. Like, there is a limit to how much money they can spend. And are they a better team with Josh Sweat than not Josh Sweat? I think that's undoubtedly yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
to a certain extent, and this is the first thing that Jake said yesterday, you're given a budget, and you have to back into it. And forget about the cap for a second. They have so much money they can spend. And they have to prioritize who they're going to spend money on. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, forget about the cap. Like, and this is harder for us to figure because we don't know what their budget is. I guess we can just look at the cash they spend. When you're spending as much as they are on offense, you have to not spend somewhere else to fit into your budget. And that's what they're thinking about to an extent as well. Elliot?
I was going to say last thing is I also just wonder if they just thought those players weren't worth what they were paid. You know, like maybe just internally.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Sure. And maybe if they weren't paying Bryce Huff $17 million a year, they could have kept.
You have to include that into the equation.
It has to be. It has to be. So, Elliot, we did have Jake Rosenberg on, who used to be the Eagles VP of football administration, essentially their cap guy. What did you, after listening to him for 20 minutes, like, seriously, and you're a smart guy, but your brain must have been a little scrambled too. Do you feel more or less confident in your ability to be a general manager after hearing what he had to say yesterday?
It's a good question, because there were times during that call where I felt I was learning as opposed to knowing what he was talking about. I thought it was interesting when he talked about how all signing bonuses, like, I knew that, you know, sometimes some teams won't pay them all out, but I didn't know that was negotiable, so that was interesting. But I think ultimately I left it feeling as confident as I did before the call, because I think what he said is what I've been trying to tell you, is that the cap can always be manipulated. He said that, I think, a few times throughout the call.
But how would you manipulate it? That's my question.
Well, first of all, I talked about the void years, right? That's something that
No. I brought void years up to you.
No, but I have talked about void years on this station for a long time.
Okay, general manager. What's the most number of void years you can add to an NFL contract?
I believe he said 5 yesterday.
No, I'm asking you, general manager.
See, but here's what also you're missing. I have said when discussing this, I would hire people and have people around.
You're a delegator.
Being a good general manager, yes, it's about knowing the rules, but it's also knowing about what positions to value,
exactly,
like how to structure contracts, right? Yeah. And one thing I did disagree with him about was when you asked him, is the biggest advantage that the Eagles have is that Jeffrey Lurie cuts big checks? And he said, no, it's that they structure the money. They're able to structure things, and it's how, like, innovative they are. Yes, that's true, but you can't be as innovative if you don't have a big check to be innovative with. So,
well, that was Jake giving himself a little bit of credit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when I've said I think the fact Jeffrey Lurie cuts big checks is a big deal for the Eagles, like, I still feel confident in that. But no question, he came across really smart. I'd consider him for my staff if I was GM.
I think one of the issues that he's not on the staff is because he's not GM. So I don't know that he's going to come work under you.
I'd give him a good title.
Okay.
I mean, you're a former boss. You know how to manage personalities. So I would ask you to do it.
Maybe you'd hire me. Would you hire me?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Leaders eat last.
Certainly not for basketball.
Leaders eat last. Get out of here. All right. Elliot, great work this week, Elliot. We'll see if you get the belt in about an hour. Elliot Shore Parks, you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Go Birds Daily in your feed every single morning when you wake up. Great work this week, Elliot. Thanks, buddy.
He's out.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Cut him.
Felt like he cut himself.
Maybe cut himself. Well, great work from Elliot this week. Elliot almost had me, and then at the end, he swoops back in, He convinced me on something, and then he swoops back in, and he's Elliott again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say he's more confident than ever that he could be an NFL GM.
And it's been a great offseason.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one.
Well, that's the worm.
That is. Offseat. Would you have given Milton Williams that money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Uche has great measurables.
Josh Uche, by the way, $750,000 guaranteed.
Yeah.
Four void years on that deal.
Yes. So it's like, what, $150,000 or $175,000 a year on the cap?
What are we doing?
Yeah. It's like it's 1997. That's like it really is like a contract from the late 90s.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, all right, 215-592-9494. We'll take your calls on Eagles free agency. Also want to get back into the Phillies as well. If you're not excited for opening day, why is it? Why are you not pumped about this Phillies season? And coming up next, it's not football season anymore, but Tornado Shapiro does not rest.
Yeah.
We will get Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast, where Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, big games and big events like Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.